83.0 EDG 01200820260953 Audio Rotational Equilibrium. Let's get this out of the way. Any object rotating in space will generate drift if it's not balanced. Simply walking around a station can, as we understand it, alter this equilibrium. What I don't know is in what order. This will largely depend on the size of the SSV. The larger it is, the more stable it will be. One of the first things that comes to mind is how to establish a zero point of rotation. Basically, the station needs to be rotated, and its drift checked relative to a precise point. Near Earth, can geostationary satellites be used to calculate this drift? Perhaps, but if not, how? Currently, my knowledge is limited to a star tracker for aligning the SSV. This star tracker should be able to confirm the drift when pointed at a celestial object. Imagine this procedure as resetting a balance. The important thing in this first phase isn't the correction itself, but its magnitude. It should be possible to perform this first phase even far from Earth's environment. Here, computer technology is likely to be of great help. A software component should be dedicated solely to this drift update. Simply put, before making any corrections, we need to know the magnitudes involved. This implies many things. Let's just think about the orientation of the antennas, the deployment of the solar panels, the propellant balance, etc. Let's be even more pragmatic and talk about the basic design. This station must be symmetrical. Yes, mass calculations are important, but so are the positions of the various units inside and outside the SSV. I'm thinking here of the scale model and the overall position of each piece of equipment within that model. Portholes, electrical panels, oxygen generators, gyroscopes, seats, well, you get the idea, each of the elements that will go into the design of this station. This stage should precede the construction of wooden prototypes. I believe it will be difficult to relaunch an identical project if this one doesn't work. As I write these words, I'm not thinking about the technical challenge of this undertaking, but about the quality of that challenge itself. There's a big difference, and I know you understand. To be continued. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is August 20, 2026.